This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
I've often said if the government wants to get you, they'll get you. And people have called up the show and they've argued with me on that point. Some people have said to me, like I used to say, tell me why, you know, this whole notion of, well, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to fear. And I'd argue with people on that as a, not so much anymore. I think we're all kind of waking up to the idea that the powerful government can get you and we don't want to give them too much power. But there was a time a few years ago when, say, like the NSA spying, you know, people would justify that by turning around and going, yeah, well, if you've done nothing wrong. I think you can look at the president now and say, well, you know, that doesn't really have to be the case, right? But one of the examples I used to always give to people when they call up the show, I always just say to them, do you ever share your Netflix password with anybody or your HBO password with anybody? Do you ever do that? And they would go, well, technically, that's against the law. And technically, the government could get you on some sort of copyright violation if they wanted to. If they wanted to just make your life a living hell, they could get you. But now the TV executives are trying to get you too. Like, for example, I asked a young millennial Bill here, Bill Kornfeld, who's new to the show. I asked him one day, I said, what do you pay for cable? And your answer was like $40.
Yeah, it was like $110 at the end of the day.
After I got you to admit all the free stuff you're getting from borrowing other people's accounts.
Is it borrowing? Or like, here's the thing. Technically, as I explained at the time, technically my parents are stealing my Netflix account because I paid for it and they just got a deal with the cable company that they got. And they said, hey, just throw your account into this and then you can pay for it that way.
So your parents are stealing your Netflix account.
Exactly.
So they're the ones who are going to be carted off into Netflix prison.
See, I'm going to do this. I'm going to continue to
share.
By the way,
good for you for throwing your parents under the bus so quickly. I think it's...
Yeah, they're probably listening to
definitely
it.
The way to go.
I'll get a text in a second.
No problem. I'm used to that, by the way. But now are you admitting that you are getting stuff for free that you're not paying for?
Yeah, because I take their HBO account.
I take
their HBO.
All right. Well, they're cracking down on that. You know, you may have to start paying soon.
I'll wait till they actually send me a letter.
A coalition that includes Netflix, HBO, and cable industry titans is stepping up efforts to crack down on password sharing. They want to have new measures to close a loophole that could be costing companies billions of dollars in lost revenue each year. See, I think Bernie Sanders should come out and say that everybody has a universal basic human right to Netflix.
Oh, that's coming.
Right?
Yes. But here's my thing.
You have a right to stream whatever content you want. And, yeah. And screw the billionaires who make the content, right?
I don't think it's a coincidence that this is coming out now, today, when Disney Plus just dropped today.
I agree with you. Disney is evil. There's no doubt about that. I went to the Disney store the other day. And I you know what they tried to do, by the way, at the Disney store? So we go in, we're shopping for the kids, and we bought baby Claire she's totally in a Minnie Mouse, right? And so cute. My daughter's such a little girl. And we bought her this beautiful Minnie Mouse coat that was on sale because I'm cheap like my dad. So it was on sale, so I bought that coat. And we get up to the counter, and the woman says, I swear to God, she goes, do you have a bag? And I said, do I have a bag? No, I don't have a bag. She goes, well, we can sell you one of our reusable bags for $1.25.
I warned you about this.
I know,
last
you did.
Year.
I forgot because I don't go to the Disney store that often. I totally forgot. So I said, so let me understand this plastic jacket that I'm buying. You're not going to give me a plastic bag to put the plastic jacket in that I'm buying? Or the plastic toy that I'm buying, which is made of plastic in plastic wrapping in a plastic package. You're going to sell me a bag because you want to be woke and environmentally conscious?
There's way too much plastic in that, so they were like, nope, sorry.
Yeah, you've exceeded the plastic limit.
Made in China.
All of it. Walk into the store. The dolls are all plastic. The packaging they're in is plastic. Yep. Everything is plastic. It's like Plasticville. That's what they should call Walt Disney World. Plastic World. It's all plastic.
Totally.
And then, but they're woke, so they won't give you the bag to put your crappy made in China plastic items in. You know what I mean?
But you can buy a bag.
But you can buy a reusable bag that has Disney written all over it. Well, so, you know.
Well, here's what you do next time. The next time you decide to get Baby Claire a gift at the Disney store, bring one of your grocery store bags.
Oh, like the cheap ShopRite bag? The real thin one? I like that.
Bring that.
Yeah, put it in this
bag.
See
what they do.
Yeah.
They might have a brain aneurysm. But
I like it. Yeah, just rub it in their face. No, put it in this crappy ShopRite bag I got here. It's all ripped and everything like that. Put it in there.
Yes.
Now, Disney Plus is coming out today. Now, what is the deal with Disney Plus? All the content,
it's
right?
It's everything. It's anything you can think of with Disney, it's on there.
So, in other words, if it's a Disney product, I won't be able to watch it anywhere else but Disney Stream?
So, I think, specifically for you, I think the Marvel movies are still on Netflix to some of them. Infinity War. I think Infinity War, the first before Endgame, is on there for the time being, but at some point, everything's going to be on Disney Plus.
Everything will be on there. So you'll have to subscribe to that.
Yes.
So it's one more thing I got to freaking pay for, in other words, basically, is what it comes down to, right?
$7, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think it's...
It adds up, though. $7 here, look, $7 there.
You know you're going to get this. So just
I have to because my kids love so much of the Disney. Because we thought, let's put on, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Yay! And we get them hooked on it like crack, And now you got to pay money to give them the content. TV industry is projected to lose $6.6 billion in revenue from password sharing and piracy this year. But that number is going to grow to $9 billion. $9 billion for just password sharing and piracy. So now they're trying to solve the problem. And I'm telling you, there's going to come a point where if you make a certain amount of income and you share your password, the feds are going to raid your house. You're going to be at home one day and the door's going to bust in. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. The door's going to bust in and the Disney police are going to come and they're going to haul you off. I'm not joking. Because think of the power of these companies. Comcast.
Yeah.
Probably the most, powerful company in the country? Well, I would say one of them, right?
Easily.
Disney? Probably one of the most powerful. Disney owns everything. You realize this when you go into the Disney store? They own Star Wars, all of Marvel, all the stuff they own now, all the movies.
Yes.
And, of course, Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, who at this point really seem like the lesser Disney properties.
Not for little kids.
And it really seems that when you go into the Disney store, you're like, is Mickey here? He's out back smoking a cigarette. He's like,
no.
Nobody wants me anymore.
He's not making $15 an hour anymore.
Right, yeah. He's still making him do that steamboat, him and Minnie. And so they're out there in the parking lot. You know what I mean?
And don't forget, they own all the Fox content now, too.
Yeah.
They own everything.
All the superheroes. I mean, it's crazy.
Star Wars.
Yes.
Right. They own freaking Star Wars.
I'm getting it just for that.
I'm so pumped for
it. You walk into the Disney store and there's Frozen, a giant Frozen castle in the middle of the store.
They have all the princesses,
superheroes. They own every princess. They own everything. And so Disney, Comcast, how powerful are these companies, right?
Very. And the Descendants. Don't forget the Descendants, who the little girls love.
I'm just saying to you, there's going to come a time when basically, and let's not forget something else, too. They also own media companies, too. Disney, I think, do they still own ABC?
Yes.
And ESPN.
And ESPN, which is why ESPN is so woke. It's the most woke name in sports, ESPN. That's literally the slogan, the most woke name in sports, ESPN. And Comcast, of course, owns NBC Universal, which owns NBC News, which owns MSNBC. So you see what I'm saying here in terms of the power of these corporations? Yet, Elizabeth Warren doesn't go after Comcast. Elizabeth Warren doesn't go after Disney. You notice that? I wonder why. Do you think it has anything to do with the political donations that they give out? Maybe how powerful the executives are, like David L. Cohen, who basically runs the Democrat Party, who's like the most powerful guy in America on the Democrat side? Or maybe just because they really, really like Star Wars.
That's it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.